Stephen King, midfield coach at the Western Bulldogs. What's the number one thing that the Dogs have to do well today to get the job done here at Domain?
Oh, look, we have to start well. Clearly in a state, that's a massive indicator to start well. And for us, especially as a midfield coach, I think around the footy, we have to get on top. They've still got a really high, you know, Freo with Sandlands back in. You know, they're very dangerous around the footy. So for us, it's always about controlling the contest first, and our game will flow from there.
It might be a difficult day to start well, given that it is such a significant day for the Fremantle Football Club. Matthew Pavlich, his final game, his 353rd and final game. How do you guard against an emotional Fremantle coming out and starting with a lot of energy?
Yeah, we've had a bit of practice this year. I mean, we've played in a few milestone games with Bartel, Rewalt, Drew Petrie. So coming over here, I think it's a really good experience for our young group and just to feed off that energy. And even though it's for the opposition and a great player like Pav, I think it's good to play in these games with significance, and that's certainly what it is this week.
Now, Collingwood are putting up a pretty decent showing against Hawthorn at the moment. How do you make sure that the players don't get distracted by what's maybe going on elsewhere and really focus on just what they have to do here today? Is that easy or is that difficult?
Oh, you can't help but be aware of it. But look, we've come over here to, you know, with a job to do, and that's to win the game of footy. And other things won't even matter if we don't take care of business today. So look, although you do sit back and watch some results, you're still really, you know, driven and focused on what we've got to do as a team, and that's to start well and play well and win in the state.
You guys have a reasonably poor record here at Domain Stadium. You last won here back in 2010. You've lost your last six at the venue. Is that just a product of the fact that West Coast and Fremantle are very good here and have been reasonably good for the last few years? Or are there learnings you can take out of that and playing this slightly narrower, longer ground?
Yeah, I think it's a combination of that. They've been very strong sides, and us probably being a really young developing team, and you know, we've had a couple of lean years, you know, last 3 or 4 years, and the last 2 years now we're starting to click and mature as a group. And I think our record on the road this year has been really good. You know, winning in Sydney and Adelaide, and this is just another one to tick the box today.
Their midfield, you're obviously reasonably focused on that, along with your own Aaron Sanderlands. Lachie Neal has got a heap of it throughout the season, leading the competition in possessions. How do you stop their midfield?
Oh, look, for us, I think it's about weight of numbers for us. We've got a really deep midfield, even though we're missing probably, you know, two or three out of there at the moment through injury. We probably pride ourselves on our flexibility as a group and just the ability of numerous players to go through there. So, look, for us, it'll be weight of numbers and making sure we don't rely on one or two. We need six or seven players going through there and contributing.
Far and away, my favourite player in the competition, Marcus Bontempelli. You get to watch him up close as an assistant coach at the club and also the midfield coach. What is it that makes Marcus such a special player?
Just his desire to be the best player, but also the best club that he can be. So for a 20-year-old, actually, he's a very mature kid. He gets big picture stuff. You speak to him not only about his performance, but he's really invested in his teammates and the club. When you get that combined with the work ethic that he's got, it's a pretty special talent. So, it's good to watch him grow and to see him step up with a few injuries that we've had this year in terms of leadership and experience. He's actually thrived on it. So he's a pretty special kid and player.
Yeah, the youngest winning captain in AFL-VFL history is Marcus Bontempelli, as the Dockers just make their way onto the ground for a warm-up. You can hear some of the cheers for Matthew Pavlich. You guys have elected to leave very, very quickly after the game. Given that there is the week off before the finals, why have you guys decided to really rush your recovery, if you will, and get out of the ground so quickly and get on the kite and head home to Melbourne like you will?
Oh, it's either that or the red eye. We just think it works for us. We'll get back and, you know, obviously just for us, we came over a day early to train here, and we just think waking up in your own bed in the morning's a good result. We can move forward and plan for the upcoming, you know, couple of weeks.
Best of luck today and also throughout the finals. Thanks for your time.
No worries. Thanks for having me. Good on you.